This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach, a plan that could eliminate medical debt for up to 67,000 low- or middle-income people in Milwaukee County is moving ahead. But caution, any financial relief would still be months away. Yesterday, the ARPA Task Force, which has been advising ways to hand out the $184 million the county received from the federal American Recovery Plan, endorsed the idea of allocating $1.6 million to partner with the group RIP Medical Debt. That's a mostly privately funded national nonprofit that says it has acquired and abolished more than $8 billion in medical debt elsewhere, helping more than 5 million families whose income is below program limits. RIP Medical Debt says it hopes to erase about $150 million of medical debt in the county. ARPA Task Force co-chair and Milwaukee County Supervisor Sean Rolland says allocating the federal money makes sense because medical debt causes many bankruptcies.
We know it harms people's credit score, it harms people's health, it makes people less apt to go have a doctor's visit.
Rolland says locally medical debt is predominantly among people of color. ARPA Task Force member Jeff Roman directs Milwaukee County's Office on Equity. He voted in favor of using the federal money as long as the county helps coordinate use with a Milwaukee Healthcare Partnership. That consortium includes big hospitals and the community health centers that serve diverse patients. Roman also says he wants to make sure a medical debt disparity is closed.
That would be an indicator of success for me for these funds, for this investment, is to see an active closing and reduction of that disparity gap between people of color and white folk.
County officials say they want to make sure using the federal money to erase medical debt doesn't harm a plan to use some of the dollars to give pay raises to county correctional officers. Officials will double-check the numbers before the RIP medical debt plan goes before the county board in a few months. A local volunteer for the debt reduction program, retired healthcare executive David Eager, acknowledges it would not prevent future medical debt.
This is a band-aid, if you would, and we're helping people that have medical debt today. We really need to have a broader conversation about how healthcare is financed in general.
County officials say the local RIP medical debt program could start by this summer. Residents who qualify would not have to apply. The debt relief effort would work directly with healthcare providers, then send people a letter saying they have no more medical debt. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.